Hello, Moxtee. Guys, you are very welcome to studio. I can't believe after all these years you're playing around and this is the first time we actually got to meet in studio in a pandemic. Give us a break. What's that about?
Ted, how are you doing?
How are you doing? And Julia joins us in studio. And first off, I want to say, love the new album. Absolutely fantastic. You made a fantastic job of it. And some of the vocals, incredible. We've been playing it across the week. Huge reaction. People loving it. Absolutely loving it indeed.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great to have you in studio. And the good news is, tell us a little bit about yourselves and where you've been and where you're going.
Yeah, so we brought out the album. It's almost 3 weeks ago now, so it's been going great. We're really happy with all the feedback we're getting on it. So we're just coming to the end of a few gigs. We're in Pot Duggins and Ennis Diamond and Clare tomorrow, and then we're here back in Sligo.
Sligo style
for a gig in Anderson's on the 26th. So that's on Sunday. Yeah. So and we're going over to Dubai to the World Expo to play music there for a month.
That was a quick one, wasn't it?
Yeah, on the 29th.
Threw that in. Dubai. What are you coming in here telling me that in a lashing rain outside? Tell me, Dad, many's in the group. There's six, is there?
There's six of us, yeah. So there's myself and my brother Joss. We're both Sligonians. And then we have Julia Spanu here on the vocals. We have Darren Roach, who's on button accordion from Limerick.
Yeah.
We have Richie Delahunty, who's on electric and acoustic guitar. He's from Tip. And then we have Josh Sampson from West Cork on the drums.
You could let a Corkonian in.
We let a West Corkonian.
West of Gaza. I want to say hello, Julia. And you have a French connection, I do believe.
Yes, I am. I am part French.
Part French.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of Vietnamese as well, is there?
There is.
Ah,
yes.
I tell you, I read my script.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I was born in Tunisia. I grew up there until the age of 18. And my mum is half French, half Vietnamese, and my dad is Italian.
Italian. So where do you live then? Or do you
Well, I'm based here in Sligo.
Oh, you're in Sligo now.
Yes.
You are in Sligo.
Yeah.
That's
based in Sligo.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a hard question. Come here, we're going to kick off with a little bit of music from the album. And this was a single. It's Eye of Pluto on Pluto. And when was this out?
This one actually wasn't a single from the album, but this is a different version of the tune we recorded because we got a lot of requests from fans to put it on the album, so we stuck this one on.
Yeah, this is kind of more older Moxtee, would I say that?
Older Moxtee, but this track is also rearranged for the album. If you listen carefully, you hear Julia's vocals are all over it, like creating atmospheres and nice ambience, you know.
I thought that, all right. We'll give that a spin and we'll have something else and we'll be back after this.
Thank you.
That's yet another track from her album of the week. It's Moxie's brand new album, and the album is The Dawn of Motion, which should be in everybody's collection. Am I right, Ted?
Yeah, dead right, Jamie.
I tell you. Come here, where did she start playing? What did you, how far back?
Oh, Jesus. I'd say I started playing, everyone started playing the tin whistle when they're in primary school anyway, Bodgin, Eileen and all that. We went to the local Coulter's branch, Fred Finn, and we would have learned fiddle and tin whistle there, and our parents took us all around to, me and Joss anyway, my brother, around to classes like, and
flas
and all that.
More flas. Have you ever been at a fla, Julia?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I tell you,
a few of them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You got the buzz then, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Come here.
Big time.
How did you get together with these guys? That was kind of monumental, really.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I moved to Dublin in 2016, and I met Ted and the Moxie lads on the first week I was there, basically.
That's a Sligo thing.
Yeah.
That's enough now. I don't want to know anymore.
Okay. Well,
that says it all. So you met them, and was there a bit of music going on that weekend, or what was it?
Well, like, they took me around the country, yeah, to trad festivals, and showed me around to, like, to the Willie Clancy festival.
Down in Milltown, Melbourne.
Like that. Yeah. Showed me a lot about Irish culture, and I wasn't singing at all at the time. Do you know, they didn't even know I sang or had any like relation with music at all. Do you know? And
there's something very funny about this story.
No, honestly, we never heard her sing. And then one evening, it was after a gig or something. We were all having a jam and a session, like, and Julie picked up a ukulele and she started singing a song. And we all looked around and we're like, "Why didn't you tell us you could sing?"
Just like that. And history was made.
History was made.
And I tell you, folks, if you're listening across the week, we've been playing tracks from the album, and I tell you, the change and having the vocal with what you do,
yeah,
I think you've cracked it.
Oh yeah, it's great for us all as well, because like Julie has introduced us to songwriting, like, and before that we were just playing tunes, and it's nice to kind of grow within your own musical tastes and careers as well, and Julie has opened a load of doors up for us now.
Unbelievable. And it's all been an accident. I can't believe this. I tell you. I can't believe it's an accident. But it's a pretty good accident indeed.
Absolutely, yeah.
I have to say. Is this your second album?
It's our second studio album.
Yeah. And it is different from the first.
Absolutely.
With respect of your vocals, which are really good.
Thank you.
Did I say that before I did?
You did.
Like, I've been kicked out of here. Well, I don't know. I'm that long living and working here. But anyway, tell me, you're off, and we were talking a bit earlier on about you're going to Dubai for the government.
Yeah, so we were invited over by the National Concert Hall and the Department of Foreign Affairs to go over and represent Ireland over there for the World Expo. So it's basically like the global fair, you know. It's basically like the Olympics for culture and science and all that stuff. So there's 190 countries. They all have their own pavilions.
Yeah.
So our one is based on Newgrange. And we're going to be playing music twice a day there. And it's going to be brilliant. Yeah, it's going to be such an opportunity to meet people and even get to play with other musicians from other countries. We've got Thailand and Senegal next to us, so hopefully we'll get a few jams with them.
You're looking forward to this, are you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's like Tunisia, France, Italy, Vietnam already represented there as well, so I'm going to have a blast.
I suppose you're fluent in French, yeah?
I am, yeah. French, yes. Spanish.
The diplomatic language. Did you know that, did you?
I didn't know that.
No, the French is the diplomatic language. That's what they tell me.
I don't even know. Well,
and when's that happening?
We're flying out on the 29th of this month, so we're starting on the 1st of October and we'll be there for a full month.
Full month?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And the government's paying.
The government are getting us over, yeah.
Oh, I tell you, I love the sound of that. I'm glad to hear somebody's actually getting some money out of the government for actually doing something. But that sounds great. So when you come back then, what's kind of in the pipeline?
Yes, so when we get back, we're going to be getting ready for our next December tour. So we'll be announcing all those dates on our website and on social media probably in the next few weeks. So we're going to do another tour in December. And then we have lots of stuff coming up next year then.
It's great now you're playing live after all the lockdown and all that. I know, look, we're not going to talk about that because I've just had enough of that. I think everybody's had enough of it. Like,
absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Let's get on with it, forget about it, and move on. And
leave it back there in the past,
where it belongs. And getting back to live music and live gigs. Let's talk about you are playing Anderson's Sunday.
Yeah, we're playing at Anderson's on Sunday, so it's this Sunday coming.
So what time is that?
That's at 8 p.m.
What's the story with tickets for that now and numbers?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the capacity is, but I think it's still 60%. So,
well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so I'd recommend getting tickets anyway, you know.
Okay. Well, I suppose it's Anderson's Live.
Anderson's Live, yeah.
Facebook page.
Absolutely. Or our website as well, you know, you can get your tickets there.
Okay.
They're going fast, so.
I say that all right. they're going to be even going faster after this interview tonight.
Oh, yeah, Shane, you're sure putting us on the map here.
No. Well, I'll be out of a job and you'll be in, where is it? No, I'm hoping to get a lot of that. I think it'll be a wonderful gig. And well, I'm used to seeing you playing, and we were chatting out off air around the pubs in town and over the years and that, you know. And, you know, just you got in and Moxie were playing, you just went, this is going to be great. You know, the buzz you were able to create, and you know what you're doing with traditional music, you know, you just bring it a little bit further and a bit more modern, is it?
Yeah.
Is that probably the best way to describe it?
Absolutely, yeah. Like we try and take influences and from all around us, and like I suppose it's like the new Ireland now, you know, like we've got like lots of multiculturalism here and stuff like that, and it's brilliant to learn from other people and take it into our culture, because it's all one now, you know.
Quick one for you now, a woman with all these guys on the road, like, how's it working out, is it, or is it, you know is there like, you know, well, is there tension, you know?
It's working out pretty well. Like, we're all very close. We were all very close already before I joined the band.
Yeah.
So it made it very easy for us all to hang out easily and just, you know, we share a lot of moments together. We're constantly in contact, so we better get on, you know.
Absolutely. Here, I'm not going to keep you any longer. And look, I'm just glad you came in and for the chat. And I might stick this up as a podcast. You don't mind that, do you?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Thanks for having us in.
No, and as I say, we've been featuring the album all week. The album is absolutely fabulous, and everybody should just get out there and download and get the album.
Same.
And tell me, is there a vinyl version?
There is. The vinyl will be coming in December. You can get that from our website. We also have cassette tapes, which will be here at the end of this month. We only have 50 of them,
old
so
school.
Limited edition.
You're making me feel
tapes.
Awful young. It's cassette tapes. I heard of this recently. People were bringing out cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And what are they playing them on? So.
Yeah. They're going on eBay and they're looking for Walkmans.
Yeah. Look, it's great having you in studio, Ted and Julia.
Thanks,
and so nice of you to come in, and I know you're going to be really famous, and I'll remember this day, you know, when you're famous. And
thanks a million.
Tell me, there was a and I know it was going around that you were on the late, but
no,
that's later. It's
that's
not
later.
This.
That's going to be sometime in November. So yeah. That was meant to be this weekend. But
it's been postponed.
It's been postponed. Yeah.
Yes, but it's only been postponed.
Only postponed. Yeah.
Rescheduled.
Because by the time, by the time you'll be going. Well, we're very busy, you know. We might be, you know, Tubbity, you know. We're busy, you know. We're very busy, you know. Anyway, it's great having you in. And good luck with the album. Good luck with all the touring. And we'll most likely see you in Anderson's Live on Sunday night. We're looking forward to that.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks a million for having
this
us.
This is the latest single, folks. It's Moxie and A Place Above.
Street.
We've been featuring the album all week, and great to talk to Ted and Julia from the band Moxie.